Thank you, Chris and Rob. And to end this edition, here are some of the shorter stories making the paper this week.
Calls have been made for a new wave of cameras to be installed in the fight against drivers using the city's bus lanes illegally. Norwich City Council is to consider bringing in the surveillance technology in a bid to cut down on drivers encroaching on the lanes. A report claims that cameras on St Stephen Street and Rampant Horse Street have already prompted a dramatic fall in the number of drivers breaking the rules. But now the council would consider rolling out the cameras to at least another 10 sites across the city.
A prehistoric collection of fossils and mammal bones helped raise more than £1,500 at a silent auction in aid of East Anglia's Children's Hospice, each. The lot, which included mammoth vertebrae and leg bones, four specimens of deer antler and a bison limb bones, were donated at the Eat Shop in Unthank Road, Norwich, last summer and sold on March the 10th for more than £450. Buyers included private collectors and grandparents buying the fossils and bones for their grandchildren. All money raised at the auction, organised by each Nuke Friends group, will go towards the building of a new state-of-the-art children's hospice in Framingham Earle. Other lots included two touring bikes and a specially made rocking horse donated by the Men's Shed Working Group.
Floristry students from Easton and Notley College showed their support for local domestic abuse charity Leeway by donating some flower decorations, and they were raffled off at a conference at Norwich's Epic Studios. The raffle helped to raise funds which will enable Leeway to continue providing support and vital services to people experiencing domestic abuse across the Norfolk and Waveney area. The conference marked International Women's Day and featured a number of speakers, exhibitors and several free masterclasses.
The University of East Anglia has been given the green light to increase the number of medical student places at Norwich Medical School to create more opportunities for people to train as doctors. Last year, it was announced the medical school, which opened in 2002, had bagged an extra 16 places for September 2018. But an announcement recently added a further 25 places for September 2019. It takes the total number of medical student places offered at Norwich Medical School, UEA, from 167 in 2017 to 208 for 2019. The additional 25 medical student places are part of the 1,000 medical training places announced by the government.
We all know that Norfolk is the best place to live, but now it seems the experts think so too. That's because two places in the county have been included on the Sunday Times Best Places to Live list for 2018. Norwich and Wyndham are two of 12 locations from across the east of England to be included on the list. Suffolk is represented by Bungay, Orford, Woodbridge and Hadley, while Chelmsford in Essex was named the number one spot in the top 12 places to live in the East.
It was a morning spent warming up their vocal cords. Children at Brundle Primary School had been practicing their singing ahead of the Norfolk Music Hub's first Big Sing for Schools. The Singing Spectacular, which will be held on Thursday, May the 3rd, will see 9,000 pupils and teachers from primary schools around Norfolk perform at Carrow Road. The event's theme is unity, and the music will come from the Sing Up Songbook, organised by the National Campaign to Encourage Singing in Schools. Pupils will be guided through songs by guest conductor Mark DeLissa, who has appeared on BBC One's The Voice UK Talent Show and BBC Two's The Choir, and will be accompanied by a live band. There are a limited number of parent and family tickets available, which can be bought from Norwich City ticketing site.
Questions have been raised over whether a city high school needs to rebuild its reputation after it failed to fill three quarters of its new intake places 2 years in a row. According to admissions data for this September's Year 7 intake, the Hewitt Academy filled 36 of its 150 places, leaving 76% empty. The Inspiration Trust, which took over the school in 2015, is urging families to visit the school to see for themselves how it's been transformed.
Sewell Park Academy is encouraging people to shop online and raise money for the school in the process. By registering with website Easy Funding Fundraising, people are able to collect free donations while shopping. The site enables users to buy products from 3,147 different shops, and these shops pay a commission, which is then given as a donation to a cause of the shopper's choosing. Sewell Park Academy is asking people to use the site and choose the school as their cause. Money raised will go to the Parent Teachers and Friends Association, which intends to spend the funds on outside play equipment. The association has previously made contributions towards a table tennis area and the Year 11 prom. More than £140 has been raised so far by 13 different supporters.
A barber shop in Norwich City Centre will be marking its first birthday with a charity day in aid of testicular cancer. Mr. Barbers on Lower Goat Lane in the city will celebrate the occasion with the charity day on Sunday, March the 25th. While the Barbers usually operates on a booking basis, it'll be open to walk-ins for the day and will be asking people to donate what they can to the Norwich-based It's On The Ball, which raises funds and awareness for testicular cancer. The business hosted a similar event last year to mark its opening and raised roughly £900. Mr. Barbers has 15 stores across the country, with the majority of the shops in East Anglia. The Norwich branch opened in March last year with a focus on the traditional style of male grooming.
A controversial chemical will continue to be used to kill weeds around Norwich after alternatives, including vinegar, were ruled out following trials. The City Council has long used glyphosate-based weed killers, but concerns have been raised about its impact on human health. In 2015, the World Health Organization said it probably caused cancer, although several other organizations did not come up to the same conclusion, and manufacturer Monsanto says it is safe. However, the City Council last summer asked its contractor, Norse, to look at alternatives. A trial was conducted in Earlham Cemetery, with vinegar among the substances tested.
The clock is ticking on a crowdfunding campaign to bring a Norwich statue back into public view. The Museum of Norwich is making a final plea for people to donate the Saving Samson campaign. Launched by the museum, the campaign aims to raise funds for a special case to display Samson, a 17th century statue which stood guard outside the Samson and Hercules dance hall, subsequently Ritzy's and Icon nightclub. Replicas now stand in Samson and Hercules places in Tombland, and the Museum of Norwich needs £15,000 to provide a home for the original statue, which was recently restored. According to the campaign, money donated will go towards creating a breathtaking new display featuring a bespoke, state-of-the-art, environmentally controlled case. Various rewards are on offer for those who donate, including postcards for those who give £15 and a Samson tote bag for £25.
That's just about it for this week. Remember, you can always call us with your news and comments on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365 and leave us a message. We will call you back, though it may take a day or two. Or you can pop a note in the wallet when you return it. And we do have our website, cbtn.org.uk. To return your recording, just put it back in the wallet, turn over the address label and pop it in the post. No stamp is required.
Our readers on part one were Sophie Yeomans and Rupert Hipwell, and the features were read by Sam Elmhurst. Next week, Chatterbox will be recorded on Thursday, as usual, but with the Easter weekend, this edition will arrive a little later than normal, probably on Tuesday or Wednesday. Also, you might like to know that members of the team will be in the forum next week, starting on Monday the 26th of March and through the week. each day between 12 noon and 2 p.m. with the Go-Go Hair. So do call in and say hello if you can, and we'd be pleased to see you.
All items were taken from the evening news, courtesy of Archant, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for the contents of this recording. And a reminder that the clocks go forward 1 hour on Saturday night. Let's Talk will follow this recording. This week's edition was recorded by Peter Mersch, and our editor was Peter Wilson. So, on behalf of all the team here at Chatterbox, it's goodbye from Marianne Penn.
And from me, John Francis.
Goodbye.